For some people, the aroma of a Big Mac may be heaven. For others, it may turn stomachs. Our next story is about why we react so differently to odor. A smell found in male body odor has intrigued researchers for decades. It's called androstenone. If you give people a vial of this stuff, some people will say it's like vanilla, sort of. Others hate it and say it's like sweat or urine. And some people say they cannot smell it at all. A new study finds that your response depends on a single gene. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has more.
Leslie Voss-Hall is a researcher at Rockefeller University in New York. Her lab studies smell, so sometimes people work with androstenone. If they leave like a tissue soaked with the stuff in a garbage can, it drives Voss-Hall crazy.
I have to sniff until I find the source and then get rid of the garbage can because I can never be happy in the room. There are people who are extremely sensitive to it.
Voss-Hall's lab recently included this odor in a big collection of different smells. Then they asked nearly 400 New Yorkers to take a whiff. The scientists recruited them through an ad on Craigslist.
So we sit them in front of a computer with hundreds of different vials of odors. They open the cap, and then they tell us how pleasant is it on a scale from 1 to 7. So they give us all of their opinions about all of these different odors.
The researchers also took a blood sample to get DNA, because their goal was to see if people's genes would affect their sense of smell. While they were doing this, Voss-Hall heard some scientific gossip. A group at Duke University had been studying odor receptors in lab-grown cells. They found one gene that responded to androstenone, that sweaty man smell. So Voss-Hall called them up and said, "Hey, you've got a candidate gene? We've got hundreds of people."
Then we just took DNA from all of our subjects, sent it to Duke, where they analyzed variation in that one gene.
They found slightly different forms of the gene, and a person's response to androstenone was strongly linked to the combination of variants they had.
I think it's safe to say that our study is the first to link differences in smell perception to a gene.
Voss-Hall says it's surprising that one gene can make such a big difference. After all, humans have hundreds of genes for smell. She hopes that by looking at these genes and other odors, scientists will be able to figure out the sense of smell at the molecular level.
You know, the grandiose goal would be to be in a position to explain all of human odor perception, so we can figure out why roses smell this way to you and that way to your boyfriend.
The finding is reported in the journal Nature. It's excited other smell researchers, like Randall Reed. He's a biologist at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. He can't smell androstenone.
You know, the statement, a rose is a rose is a rose, is just not true.
Reed says whether or not you like a smell could be influenced by your culture or your memories. Maybe you grew up eating cilantro or loved someone who wore Chanel No. 5. But this study shows there's way more to it.
When two people are sitting in the very same odor environment, the input to their brain through these families of receptors that are genetically different in different people really cause them to have different perception of their outside world.
And those differences in perception could have all kinds of implications. For example, Leslie Voss-Hall says androstenone is associated with sex.
It is a known pheromone, a very well-documented pheromone in one species, and that is wild boars.
Just a whiff of the chemical can make a female boar ready to do the deed. This wild boar turn-on is sometimes added to human perfumes. Voss-Hall says this may be jumping the gun on the science. But some studies do show that this manly odor can affect people's mood.
You know, people who think about human pheromones are interested in the possibility that compounds like this are signaling information from one person to the other person.
And she says if odors do serve as subtle social cues, it will be interesting to see if people's genes affect how they respond. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.